Free Talk Live, and you can bring whatever you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should you be concerned about the IRS's notice about Bitcoin? We haven't really even done more than scratch the surface of that topic. We'll get into that deeper here in a little bit. Also coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. He's leaving electronic games this week and going into the realm of card games.
Not so, Ian. You're making assumptions.
Really? Oh, maybe it's an electronic card game? All right, so we'll find out more about that here in a moment. You're right, I don't know much about it. But we'll learn that and your calls as well at 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Brian, listening in Nashua, New Hampshire to WSMN. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. I want to bring your attention back to the legalese definition you were speaking of earlier.
Awesome. Yeah, sure.
Society seems to be doing this dumbing down of what we call logic. And I mean this in the most fundamental way. Think of the word regulate. Well, when they formed the Constitution, they put the word regulate under the responsibility of the federal government. Regulate has the opposite definition of what it has today. Similarly, you can look towards economics, and you look towards the word inflation.
Can you tell me more about regulate?
Yeah, I'd like to know what you mean by that. Are you saying that back when the Constitution was written, that the word regulate in legalese meant the opposite of what it means today? Is that what you're saying?
Precisely. And
you've checked the Black's Law Dictionary or whatever to verify that?
Well, the Black's Law Dictionary wasn't very... You can go back and you can see that these definitions slide over time in Black's Law. But I'm talking about the actual context of the Oxford Dictionary.
Okay.
Make sense?
Regulate mean?
Regulate meant to make regular. So what I mean by that is, take an example. The federal government was designed to prevent states from imposing taxes against other states. There was a duty to try to make commerce to be regular. That was the definition. It wasn't to put up barriers. It wasn't to impose liens, taxes. It was to prevent them by its own name. Do you follow so far?
Yeah, I've heard this before, and it certainly makes sense. And now regulation is about picking favorites, really, instead of making an even level playing field.
Now when you hear the word regulate, there's two things that come to mind. Barriers to entry,
mm-hmm.
and imposing fines, taxes, and tariffs on people that want to enter, say, any given industry. When you want to say you regulate the pharmaceutical industry, that means nobody can be a part of the pharmaceutical industry unless you're already a corporation. It's pretty hard for me to start if I'm a genius chemist, to just go out and start my own drug company. In fact, it's impossible. But that's because the word regulate has been shifted slowly over the past couple hundred years to where it now means the total opposite of what it did 200 years ago.
So what is, that's interesting, but what is it that people can kind of take away from this?
What people should take away from this is what people are trying to do to change the ends of our new definition. I point to Attorney General Eric Holder, which tried to say, if you remember last year, that due process is not judicial process. By that is not only was that just an Orwellian phrase, but he's trying to actually change the meaning of due process to where it means the opposite of due process. It's laughable on its face, but people are going to go along with it unless they actually hold on to some sort of principle in terms of their language. People have the articulation ability of like a 3-year-old. They're just willing to accept what any authority tells them. And like, it doesn't matter what context they grew up. It doesn't matter what kind of meaning that they have behind it. They're just going to go like, well, the authority said that, and the lawyer said that, so thus that must be the definition. And I really encourage everyone to hold on to what they think is common sense.
Good suggestions tonight, Brian. Thank you for the call and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. These rules that the government people write, they can change the wording to mean things you don't think that they mean. I mean, one of the classic examples of this, probably the most popular example of this, is person. There has been a bit of an uproar, certainly among lefty circles, and rightfully so, where people got wind that the government was defining the word person to include corporations. And when people hear about that, it just doesn't make sense. Because when people hear the word person, they think of a human being. They think of you and me, flesh and blood, bones, muscles, things like that. They think of people with eyeballs. But you don't think of a file folder as a person. We don't, as humans. We don't think of that because that's not the definition that we're raised to understand of what a person is. But in legal land, person means a corporation. It can mean a human being, and it means a variety of different types of corporations. But the idea being that in the crazy legal land of government, this corporation, this legally created fiction, this entity, that it is and it has the same rights as a human being. And that's pretty insulting to people when they finally find that out. This isn't a new thing. There was just that court ruling or something like that within the last few years. God, what was it called? It always comes up again and again in discussions. I wish I could remember what it was. Citizens United, that was the court ruling that people are all up in arms about because they, essentially recertified in court that, yes, we, the government, believe that persons include corporations. So I understand why people are upset about that. They're completely justified to be upset about that. It's just that that's nothing new. That's not a new thing. Governments have been considering corporations as persons for a long time. I mean, probably ever since they created the idea of a corporation. And that's what essentially a corporation is to the state, is it's this kind of avatar, if you will, this creation that doesn't actually exist. The business exists, but the corporation is this legal fiction that has been created to kind of protect the businessman. In a lot of cases, the corporations limit liability of the businessman or the people behind the business to what the business itself has as far as funds, as opposed to the officers of the company, etc.
My whole take on this, Ian, is words. That people talk about how words are powerful and words have meaning. And words are great, and rules are made out of words, and rules, I think, are indispensable. They're incredibly useful, but rules and words are not enough to bind a man who's got a lot of ambition. It's not enough to bind an evil man, because he can be more powerful than those words. So don't put your trust in words to stop evil.
Certainly not. Words have been the excuse for a lot of evil over time. And those people that are seeking that power use words to control people. They use words to flummox them, to confuse them, to frustrate them. Anybody who's ever been charged with a criminal charge or even just a traffic offense, try reading the statutes, man. I mean, unless you are a trained attorney, it is really frustrating. At least that's my experience with these things. It's very frustrating to actually, try to read this legalese. And that's because things you read don't mean what they say.
I feel for you. You're one of these in-system activists, and you're there in the courts, and you're trying to make the rules work for you. And I can't imagine spending. Yeah, but I don't spend as much time reading documents as you do.
You're the one who found out the Johnny Ray approach of challenging the witness right after they get sworn in. That's a court rule. You must have read the rules about that.
It was worth a few laughs, but no, a lawyer. I did. But there was a friend of the Free State attorney in town, and we were just having lunch, and I was kind of telling him my woes, and he said, "Why don't you try this?" He was actually amazed that it worked.
It did work once, but it hasn't worked since then.
It worked twice, arguably.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They write their words down on paper in an attempt to control us. But, of course, as you point out, they don't follow their own words. They don't follow their own rules. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the IRS and Bitcoin. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at WeUseCoins.com. That's WeUseCoins.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll free line, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. In fact, some of those features include listening options. You can get tuned into Free Talk Live anytime. Yeah, we're live from 7 to 10 at 9 Eastern,
7 nights a week, but on our live streams, you always hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, no matter what time of day you tune in. We've got a broadband, midband, and narrowband version of the show. We've also got radio stations, over 140 radio stations from coast to coast. Now, those are the licensed radio stations that take Free Talk Live, because those are the ones that we can more easily keep track of. But we do have some heroic pirate radio operators out there also picking up the show, and we try to list those on our website as well. It's just that they're kind of hard to know when they come and go. They don't always let you know when they're airing the show, because pirate radio operators generally want to be anonymous. But they are. I appreciate that those folks are out there, too. We've also got satellite listening options, including the LRN.FM free-to-air satellite channel, which you can get anywhere in North or Central America. As long as you have a view of the southern sky and some cheap satellite equipment, you can get tuned into Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows any time of the day or night. We've also got a webcam, which allows you to watch, listen, and interact with other listeners that are in the chat room. Plus, there are listen lines where you can call and dial a long-distance number and listen over your phone line. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go and learn more at listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Fred in California, listening online. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
Well,
hey, first thing I want to do is thank you for what you guys are doing. Hosting a talk show radio today to get our rights back and get back to a country where we had a lot of freedom. It doesn't get much better than what you're doing. So you're,
oh, you thanks. Here.
Yeah, no, I really mean that. I'm disabled, and I listen to a Wi-Fi radio and a talk show activist. I think I've called in you guys a few times. But I just
cool.
want to throw this.
Just curious, what brand is the Wi-Fi radio? What are you using?
Geez. Logitech. And it's a
cool.
red one, too. So kind of
neat.
Sexy.
Is that how you found us? Were you just kind of surfing through the stations on there, or did you already know about us and you found us on there?
No, I started surfing around. I'm pretty much confined to being in bed in a lot of pain. And,
oh man!
Yeah, it's horrible. I could take up a whole show on how to get rid of pain by juicing instead of going through 27 meds and 5 back fusions and all that sort of stuff. But I do a lot of reading. And I started reading history after the trade powers dropped and dropped the novels because you don't read this in novels. And mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was going to learn. But what I have to put on the table today for your opinion is, you know, under the original Constitution and what's left of it now, it seemed to me it defined a citizen as a member of the body politic to show allegiance to our government in return for the government to protect and maintain our individual rights.
Like now, hold on a second. The Constitution, I don't think, defines what a citizen is, does it?
That or maybe the Bill of Rights does.
I don't think the word citizen, from what I've heard, it doesn't come into the Constitution until the 14th Amendment in the Bill
yeah,
of Rights.
That's where some big changes started.
So, but that is kind of the classic definition of a citizen. I mean, anybody who goes and pulls up dictionary.com or any legal dictionary will find a very similar definition as what you gave.
Yeah, and what I noticed on here on Main Street is that I noticed that policemen don't have a duty or obligation to protect you.
Well, not only can you notice that, but also there's a lot of court cases that'll will back that up. In fact, if you Google "no obligation to protect," you'll come up with more than one court case from the Supreme Court that actually makes it pretty crystal clear that the government, no government, state, federal, local, has any obligation to provide you with protection. So I think I know where you're going to. You're going to say that means there's no citizens, right?
There's no state, there's no city, there's no county, there's no United States of America.
Well, what there are armed men and women, and there are men and women with armed men and women at their disposal who will do as they're told, for the most part, that call themselves the state, they call themselves the city.
They are a tiny minority.
Yeah, but those people exist, and they are violent, and they're willing to use their violence on you if you don't do what they say. But I totally agree with you. The idea of a state is nothing more than just a fantasy constructed to keep people docile.
docile and obedient and essentially distract them. The idea of nations, for instance, are a way to divide people artificially, divide humans from one another and make them think that, oh, those other people are bad and we are good and so you should fight them. And that keeps people distracted from the real problem, which is that the people that are right there in their own town or city or state or whatever you want to call it, those political designations, they're the ones that are the real enemy, if you want to use that term. And I just consider them my brothers and sisters who are mistaken, but they're the ones.
Yeah.
If you want to pick an enemy, it's those people. They're the ones who are threatening and killing and harming and aging our brothers and sisters, and I think they need to learn a peaceful lesson about how it is that they are wrong.
I have a question. Did the 14th Amendment change the definition of a person to a corporation?
I don't think so, but I don't have it in front of me at the moment, so no,
yeah,
I don't believe that's true.
But my understanding is that both starting from the federal government all the way down to the cities, they're all incorporated.
That's true. They're called municipal corporations at the city level.
Now, does that mean that they run under administrative and uniform commercial code?
Oh, boy. I don't know. They all have this UCC conspiracy theory. I've certainly done some research on it in the past. The uniform commercial code is something that exists in all state, as I understand it, in all state government statutes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of theories out there that, well, if you just sign your check, UCC 207-1, then you'll get out of the system. Or, you know, some sort of thing like, oh, you can just sign the check accepted for value and put UCC 308-2 or something like that, and then you won't have to pay your mortgage payment. And there's all kinds of ridiculous conspiracy theories out there surrounding this uniform commercial code. I think that, to focus on that is a real mistake, in my opinion.
I believe that we're under martial law and have been since the Civil War. Is that correct?
And well, again, I'm not a historian, but there's certainly plenty of people out there who've claimed that whenever the government declares a state of emergency, as it can do, you know, for war or during natural disasters and things like that, that those states of emergency are never rescinded, and so therefore when they claim this state of emergency, that all of a sudden the whatever restrictions the Constitution had put on them, they're all gone because it's a state of emergency, and so it's kind of the loophole, the legal loophole that they're supposedly using to get out of this stuff. Not that it would matter anyway, because, you know, what are you going to do? Go to Washington and say, hey, you guys didn't rescind that state of emergency. This all has been illegal. Well, no, it's whatever we say is legal because we say it's legal. We're in charge of the courts and we write the laws, and you'll do as we say, sir. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. At least you'll do as they say until you decide to stop. And maybe we can just do that together here in New Hampshire. We'll talk about the Free State Project and Bitcoin on the way.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Right here, toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. And username, lrn.fm. Archives, we've got them. You can just go click and download. Get as many episodes as you want for free, unlike those other talk shows, the big names in the business. They want to charge you for accessing their websites. In fact, I just heard there's, you know, I get the industry headlines, get industry news in my email box every day. And there's some talk show host who's been hosting on various shows or various stations throughout the country over the last few years. And now he's striking out on his own and he's going to start podcasting. Except you have to pay for it. We've never charged for our archives. You just go and get them. They're yours at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can take them and copy them and give them to your friends. We don't care. In fact, the YouTube channel is now available as well. So maybe you want to actually watch an old episode of Free Talk Live. Again, not really sure why, but some people are into that. You can go and go to youtube.freetalklive.com. It's something that we're doing that's fairly new. It's probably about a month old at this point, so you don't get to go back too far on this. But we started doing it, and we're doing it consistently on a nightly basis now, uploading our full 3-hour show. So unlike our audio archives, which have no, they don't have the same commercial breaks that you get during when you're listening on the radio, the video archives are in no way edited. They're just take a chunk of video and put it online, because honestly, it would take forever to edit the commercials out of a video feed, and I don't have that kind of time. So we do have it up there. You can go and clip out parts if you want. Download the videos using KeepVid or the various different downloading apps if that's something you want to do. They're there now, and we'll put them up every night. YouTube.freetalklive.com. Sorry.
YouTube.freetalklive.com. I am glad, because there's documentation I wanted
Ian, you'll notice my hair is standing straight on end right now.
Well, and you've got your headphones over top of it right now.
Well, I thought the bit in the front
a little bit.
Okay.
There's a little bit.
So I need to work on that. But I had some hair product left over from a stage play that I was in. And when I was in the play, I was really proud of the way I looked. I actually had some tattoos drawn on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, now there's a recording of a little bit of the magic.
It's true. And people during the breaks will really get to see the magic of your hair as it is right now. But you can go to cam.freetalklive.com if you want to watch us live. But basically what we're doing is we're recording the cam feed every night. And so if you miss the cam version of the show live, you can now watch them in archive form at youtube.freetalklive.com. So we'll continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We just barely, in the last hour, scratched the surface of news that's kind of been going viral, at least within the Liberty community, or the Bitcoin community more specifically. That's this IRS ruling about Bitcoin. They have finally spoken, and they've issued a formal notice, according to CNN Money, that says that it can tax Bitcoin transactions. They call it a property, not a currency. Which, excuse me, is different than what FinCEN, which is another government agency, has been saying about Bitcoin. They have been saying it's a currency. So apparently the government can have it both ways if they want. Whatever benefits them is the way they're going to have it. And according to the story here from CNN Money, is that's big news for Bitcoin, they claim. The independent electronic money that's growing in popularity. It's not a blessing or a curse by the U.S. government, but it's a sign that authorities are taking the digital money more seriously. On Tuesday, the IRS notice said payments worth at least $600 and made with Bitcoins will be taxed the same way the agency treats property transactions. That includes payments made with Bitcoins, gains realized by investing it, and income derived from producing them on your computer, a process known as mining.
I wonder where the $600 number came from. Whether it's related to some other ruling on property.
Yeah, it's some sort of IRS rule about what you got to pay taxes on. I've heard that if you're like running a business and you buy two computers totals more than $600, then you got to report that or something. I don't know, Johnny Ray. I don't fill out these tax things, so I really don't know thing number one about doing it. I haven't done it in approximately a decade of my life. I didn't know much about it when I did it. You know, I did the easy form or whatever because my parents told me I was supposed to when I was a teenager. I wish I'd never done it personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you do.
But you know, it is what it is. And what's ludicrous, one of the things that's ridiculous about this is the IRS put out a multiple question Q&A kind of thing here on their notice. It goes on for approximately 14, 15, 16 questions about virtual currency and IRS rules. And it's just this indecipherable. We were talking about legalese earlier.
Uh-huh.
Just reading through this, it'll make you want to gouge your eyes out. It's just so frustrating to try to read and comprehend this because it's just not designed. This is not designed to make sense to the average person.
Can you give me an example?
I really don't want to read this, Johnny Ray. It would be so dry and so awful. They talk about there's all these terms that they use, like income and property. And, of course, income doesn't mean what you think it means. It means what they say it means, virtual currency. I'll give you one excerpt here. I'm just randomly picking here. Question 6, does a taxpayer have a gain or loss upon an exchange of virtual currency for other property? Yes. If the fair market value of property received in exchange for virtual currency exceeds the taxpayer's adjusted basis of the virtual currency, the taxpayer has taxable gain. The taxpayer has a loss if the fair market value of the property received is less than the adjusted basis of the virtual currency. And there's another sentence, but have I lost you yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just absolutely awful. Back to the CNN Money report. So they say, so this is the mainstream media's interpretation of the IRS's confusing notice. They say that if you pay your employees with Bitcoin, it would have to go on your staff's W-2 forms, and they would have to pay a federal income tax on it. Paying an independent contractor. Well, now how the hell are you going to do that exactly? Paying an independent contractor, they have to put Bitcoin payments on their 1099. A payment made using virtual currency is subject to information reporting to the same extent as other payment made in property, says the IRS. So essentially they're just saying here that, okay, you Bitcoiners, come on now, start filling out forms. You need to be tracking everything and reporting and converting the Bitcoin price into the U.S. dollar value at whatever arbitrary time. I don't know if you're supposed to do that when you fill out the tax form or when you sell the Bitcoin or how all that's going to work, because Bitcoin changes in value over the course of a day, let alone the course of a tax year.
It'd be when you sold it. That's when that's the numbers you would use to report your gain or loss. But again, it seems like it's all on you, because Bitcoin allows you to be your own bank, and the bean counters at the IRS don't know what day you did or didn't do
your
Bitcoin transactions.
They only know if you report to them. But one of the concerns I have here, Johnny Ray, is that there are going to be some companies, like maybe Coinbase, for instance, that want regulation. So what if these guys start to issue IRS forms for everybody who, let's say, you use Coinbase to cash out Bitcoins into cash? What if now they start sending out IRS forms to people for that?
I'm sure that's going to happen. I think
that's not cool.
Yeah, but there's going to be somebody that's your fault for doing business with the company that is doing that to
it's
you.
It's true. It's true.
And there's going to be players who won't do that, because the spirit animating Bitcoin is totally not about the IRS.
There's two sides, though, Johnny Ray. There's in the Bitcoin world, there's the side of the people who want to be regulated, who see that as a way to build legitimacy for Bitcoin. And then there's the side of the people like us who are like, well, screw the state. We're going to do what we want. So this is probably good news for the people who want regulation. We'll see what comes out of it. So while it's not currency, according to CNN's money in the legal sense of the word, it's still a virtual currency. The IRS admits Bitcoin and other electronic tokens function like real currency, but the agency holds back from applying that sort of definition because they say, quote, it does not have legal tender status in any jurisdiction, unquote. So that's their reasoning as to why they don't consider it a currency. Now, what is legal tender status? In case you don't know, legal tender, if you look at the dollars in your wallet, they say legal tender on them. And what that means is the government forces people to accept it. If you are located within their political jurisdiction running a business, you must accept their dollars, or else they'll put you in a cage. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Are you a Bitcoin user? Would love to hear your thoughts on this ruling. It's Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone. I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed, so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Ring your toll free. 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. What is Pro XPN? It's a global virtual private network. Private being the operative word. They are encrypting, if you have their software, which you can get for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. They encrypt your internet connection, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging everything that you, every website you visit, every search term you enter for, in some cases, up to 5 years. Maybe you'd like to stop that from happening? You can go to proxpn.com/FTL right now, download their software. There's a free account, so you can start out and try it immediately at no cost to you, and you can experience what it's like. It's very easy to use. You just install the software, and you click connect, and then you're encrypted. So your ISP is then, at that point, shut out. ProXPN does not log your online habits. ProXPN is also good for a few other things, including protecting your privacy in that they protect your location. So when you connect to one of their servers, when you go to websites using ProXPN, the websites you're visiting will think you're coming from the location of the ProXPN server rather than your actual location. So people won't know where you physically are when using ProXPN. In addition to that, you can get around blocks. Let's say you're on a network that's unfamiliar to you, or maybe it is familiar. Maybe it's a school network or a work network where they have restrictions on what you can do, which websites you can go to. Not if you've got ProXPN, you get right around those blocks. Or even if you're in a foreign country, China or something like that, where you can't search for certain things. Again, if you've got ProXPN, your connection is unrestricted. So proxpn.com/FTL, go there, grab the software, and then when you're ready, you can upgrade to their premium account and get 20% off using our discount code FTL20. That's 20% off, not for the first month, but for the lifetime of your account. That brings the price down if you buy their annual package to $5 a month, and you can save even more by paying with Bitcoin. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And that is where you can get started with ProXPN. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. So go and learn more. ProXPN.com/FTL. The code that you need is FTL20. Let's go to the phones. Your thoughts here, especially if you are a Bitcoin user. Are you going to change your Bitcoin habits? Because right now the IRS is saying that you've got to report you got to report your transactions and how much money you're taking out of Bitcoin and et cetera, et cetera. Honestly, I haven't read this ridiculous question and answer that they have. I tried to start reading it earlier today, and it was just so frustrating and so hard to understand and read. I don't know how anyone could possibly understand this, unless you're a professional accountant or something like that. CPA, perhaps, might understand it. But this is just absolutely, to me, it's just an impenetrable wall of legalese, and I don't care. I don't care what their rules and regulations are. My perspective on this is, well, who the hell are these people? What obligation do I have to do what it is that they're saying? I mean, we go back to the call. We talked to the gentleman earlier who was pointing out that there's no citizen, because in order to be a citizen, there has to be a trade. There has to be you giving your duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Well, there's no obligation to protect from the government, so there can be no citizen. The deal's null. It never was a deal in the first place. They never had, in your lifetime, an obligation to protect you. So you're not a citizen. So if you're not a citizen, how can you be, required to pay taxes into this system?
Yeah, this bears a little more research as far as the ins and outs of it. I thought at first, if you were going to sell some bitcoins and you realized a gain or a loss, then you'd be able to report that and get some kind of benefit or not benefit from the IRS by your realized gain or loss. But then they also say that Bitcoin miners they have to be taxed on that, and there's no necessary gain or loss there.
Mm-hmm.
Do they say you get 0.2 bitcoins a day with your Bitcoin mining rig?
Mm-hmm. Do you calculate that every day?
I guess you would.
Do you calculate that
every 24 hours?
Do you calculate it on when you do your taxes? I don't know, and I have no clue, and I don't really care.
I don't think the people writing the,
because they don't know
rules,
you're running a mining rig. They don't know you're running a mining rig unless you tell them you're running a mining rig.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're running a mining rig, just keep it to yourself.
I suspect that with a lot of Wall Street interest now in Bitcoin, a Fortress Investment Group is partnering with, I forget, Coinbase or something, or CoinDesk, to launch a fund, a Bitcoin fund. And Fortress manages 60 plus billion in investments, and their leader is a cheerleader for Bitcoin.
Okay.
The market cap for Bitcoin is only $7 billion right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're not the only ones on Wall Street getting into Bitcoin. So I think with the big players coming in, the IRS wants to be ready to...
Certainly the big players are going to play by the rules, right? These guys
harness
are
fully, money.
They're fully regulated, and they're going to jump through these hoops. But you and I... What obligation do I have, besides the fact that they have men with guns and cages and don't have a problem putting you in one? Is there any actual obligation? There really isn't, is there? You never really agreed to this, did you? Nobody in their right mind would agree to this deal. Oh, yeah, you're making money over there? Well, how about you do all this work and you figure out how much money you're making, and we'll give you some numbers and you can figure out how much money you should pay us, and if you're wrong, we'll go ahead and charge you with criminal acts and put you in a jail cell. Who wants that deal?
It sounds pretty foolish. It sounds crazy.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it. Now, somebody else would say it's crazy to not do what they say because they'll put you in a jail cell. And I get that. I get that concern. I really do. But you have to ask yourself, when is it going to end? Are you ever going to be free of these people and their demands on your life? You think you're going to be able to beg your way out of it? You think Washington, D.C. is going to just roll back the IRS, cut back taxes? Think if you elect a Republican, they're going to cut the taxes? Well, that didn't work during the Bush administration.
The Bush administration, there was such an orgy of spending that happened after that.
Well, yeah, and the funny part was there was one of their flunkies in Congress said that they'd cut government to the bone. It's as slim as we can get it. So what are you going to do about it? And also, how can you pay taxes at the same time and know what they go towards? They're going towards killing people. They're going towards imprisoning people. You're paying for your own enslavement. So I'm wondering what Bitcoiners are going to do, if anything, differently about these regulations. Let's go to Jordan in New York, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ames. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about the Bitcoins here.
Yes, sir.
That was a big topic today, so...
Here you are. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I feel Bitcoins is a great idea. You know, it's a great alternative currency to, you know, the government currency, the U.S. dollar. And I really do respect that in that fact. However, I do feel Bitcoins is still very volatile, as you can see with the inflation of the prices, you know, such as events that happen with the Silk Road and Mt. Gox closing. It really fluctuates the prices of Bitcoins, and that can be a concern for many Bitcoin users such as myself.
Okay. It doesn't really concern me personally because I'm in this for the long haul, and it seems like recently it's kind of floated around the $600 range, so it hasn't been particularly volatile, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, look at the event with Silk Road, when Silk Road got their Bitcoin seized and the government seized the website.
Yeah, it dipped a little bit for a short moment, but it came right back.
Yes and no. The only
sustained drop in price always come after huge gains. You know, the price will rocket up to something
1200.
Yeah, you know, out of our wildest dreams, going from 200 to 1200, and then we'll settle at 700. And then
it's been a while since it's done that, though. That was back in November when that price spike happened.
I was looking at the lifetime chart for the price of Bitcoin, and it's funny. It was funny to me. It's probably not funny to anybody who's used to looking at charts, but every jump in price has kind of an identical shape to
pattern.
It. Yeah, and sometimes the gaps between those bubbles are, I think it's been as long as 23 months.
Hmm.
And that was between like $2 and $100.
Well, Jordan, if you've got more you want to share, and because I am curious to what you as a Bitcoin user are going to do, if anything, about the IRS rules, if you want to hang, you're welcome to join us in hour number three, which is coming up here in just a few moments. The IRS claiming you Bitcoin folks that we're gonna have to jump through some hoops. Well, personally, I'm not interested. How about you? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.